Hey there, my name is Cassie Torresillas, and 8 years ago, I launched my own online graphic design studio and booked a one-way ticket to travel the world in pursuit of my own freedom-filled life. I now own a multi-million dollar online business, The Bucket List Bombshells, teaching other women how to do the same, alongside my best friend, co-founder, and podcast co-host, Shay Brown. Around here, we believe that your crazy dreams aren't crazy, and that it's time for you to start creating the life and career that you dream about too. Whether you want to travel and work remotely, or simply just want to be your own boss, it's possible to live out your passion and purpose without just scraping by. We know that this path isn't always easy to navigate though, so we're here to help you. From making a career change, starting and growing your own business, balancing life and business, and most importantly, pursuing your own freedom-filled life. Get ready for real, relatable stories and advice on your journey towards something more. We serve it up BFF style, so pour yourself that third cup of coffee and let's dive in. Welcome to the Freedom-Filled Life Podcast. We are so excited about launching the Freedom-Filled Life Podcast that to celebrate, we've teamed up with some of our favorite businesses to give you the chance to win the ultimate Bucket List Bombshells business bundle valued at over $3,300 and chock full of our favorite tools, courses, and products to take you to the next level no matter where you are on your business journey. We're talking everything from a free subscription to one of our favorite design tools, Canva Pro, to an entire year of Lead Pages Pro to create beautiful and high-converting sales pages, to a free subscription to HostDoc, our favorite collection of styled stock photos, our Cultivate What Matter power sheets to track and hit your big goals, legal resources from Destination Legal, and an entire year free of Tailwind Pro, our favorite Pinterest and Instagram content scheduler. So are you ready to win the ultimate Bucket List Bombshells business bundle? All it takes is one simple step. To be entered to win, simply leave us, the Freedom Filled Life Podcasts, a review on Apple Podcasts. Oh, and please make sure that your username or nickname that you use to leave a review isn't anonymous so that we can easily identify you as the winner. And that's it. For more details about this ultimate Bucket List Bombshells business bundle giveaway, head on over to bucketlistbombshells.com/podcastgiveaway to learn more. Now let's dive into the show. Hey guys, welcome back to the Freedom Filled Life Podcast. Shay and I here sitting down in our living room with hot tea still.
Yes. It's getting to the lukewarm phase, but yeah. I'm still drinking it.
Lukewarm tea. And we are sitting down today to talk about overcoming a failure or setback in your business, which is definitely a topic that we are not strangers to.
Absolutely.
By any means. And in this episode, we really want to share with you one of our biggest failures that we've had in our own business, how we overcame that failure to continue moving forward in our business. And luckily we did, or we wouldn't be sitting here today. And of course, through that, some lessons and advice and strategies for you too, if you're listening and you find yourself in a similar position. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you launched a product that didn't fly off the shelves, or maybe you're struggling with a difficult client or a project maybe not going the way that you planned or wanted it to, or you're struggling to bring in more clients and, you know, that's putting extra financial pressure on you and your business. There can be so many things, as we all know, in life and business, lots of obstacles. So if you are in that place, then I'm glad you're listening to this episode. You're probably feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, disappointed, maybe even confused at how to move forward in your business. And so we want to help you get back on track to success, of course, in your business, but also joy. Mm-hmm. So I think this is something, Shay, that we talk about a lot, that it's so easy to see other people's businesses from the outside, scrolling through the Instagram feed, listening to someone else's podcast, and you watch them and you think they've never experienced a major failure or a setback. Everything looks so perfect. Mm-hmm. But what we've actually found is that when you step behind the scenes, many of them too have stories of setbacks or obstacles that have actually defined their journeys. And so today, that's what we want to do, is basically pull back the curtain and take you behind the scenes of one of our biggest failures so that you can learn from our mistakes, but also so that you can just have a fresh perspective on your obstacle and use that to propel you forward. Mm. So a lot of people don't know this story. It's not a story that we like to revisit very often. But years ago, when we decided to go all in with building Bucket List Bombshells, we were living in Mexico at the time. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't watched or listened to the origin story, go back and listen to episode one. We were living in Mexico and we had Bucket List Bombshells on the side of our other service-based businesses. And at the time, it was our passion project. Mm-hmm. And we had so much purpose and passion and such a huge vision for this business. And so we decided to create and launch our very first online course, something that we had never done before, never had any experience in. And we still have this course to this day, one of our most popular courses, the Work Online and Travel the World course. And so this course was really built out of this passion that we had to share our experience and our lessons and how we grew and started our own service-based businesses to other women around the world, which meant that we spent months and months and months eating tacos and sitting in our kitchen in front of our laptops, creating modules, recording this amazing content, and pouring our hearts and souls into this course so that other women could have all of the knowledge and information that we had learned along the way into this course. And we could not wait to share it with the world. I remember sitting down and we would record things and we would look at each other and be like, this is so good. This is so good. Like, there's so many women who need this in the world. Mm-hmm. And that is genuinely how we felt.
Yeah.
And at the time, we had zero audience, zero followers. No one knew or cared who Bucket List Bombshells was. And so in order to start, you know, getting people into our world and, you know, have a bit of a client base, or I guess a customer base, is that we started writing for Elite Daily, which is a popular online magazine for millennials, and just sharing our work and travel story, tips, advice, you know, where we were traveling to. And that really allowed us to reach like millions of women around the world with one article. How cool is that? And we started receiving hundreds of emails a day asking how we were doing what we were doing. These women were sharing their own stories. We're not talking like one sentence emails. We're talking like little novels of just sharing their stories of wanting to break free from their own cubicle and pursue a life of adventure and freedom too, but having zero clue, zero idea of how to do that and where to start. And I think that was really where our business idea felt validated, right?
Yeah, it did. I feel like I just would read every single sentence, every single word, and just soak up everything that they were asking us and sharing with us. And I felt so like they were like little baby birds, even though they were probably the same age as me, or who knows, the little baby birds that I just like, I wanted to help, because I knew that like we had done it. We had our businesses, we'd grown them, we'd built them. I knew this could be possible for these women that were reaching out saying they felt hopeless, they felt like didn't have any answers. And I think that when we were building these courses, it felt like we were answering everything that they were asking. And it felt so validating to us. We were like, yes, like these women need an online course to teach them everything we know. And I think that really just like even put more fire under us to like keep creating a course.
Yeah, and remote work at the time, or working remotely, or let alone traveling and working remotely, was not popular. Mm-mm. Or, you know, something that is as common as it is now in 2021. And so I think just having that further validation that we are not the only ones who want to pursue this type of lifestyle, mm-hmm. who are wanting more freedom, because we've talked about it in other episodes. We kind of felt like we were the only ones, you know, back in our cubicles after graduation who didn't want to pursue a corporate mm-hmm. 9-to-5 life, who felt mm-hmm. stuck and stifled by a 9-to-5 routine. And so I think having all these emails from women flooding in really put fire, like you said, and helped us to realize that there was a need for this product and there was a need for this business. And I mean, you could tell any businesswoman, I mean, that's a key to a successful business in itself, is having customers, solving a problem, serving a need. So the day finally came, launch day, our very first online course, and we, you know, were planning on becoming overnight millionaires. I think if you're listening, you can see where this is all going and leading up to. So that morning, we hit send on our sales email that we had taken so much time and intention to craft to the about 1,000 women on mm-hmm. our email list at the time. Again, just getting those people to sign up from our list from Elite Daily, mm-hmm. really. Mm-hmm. And so we hit send on this email and we waited and we checked our sales mm-hmm. and we waited. And we waited a little bit more, crickets, and by the end of the day, we had made zero sales. Mm-hmm. And as you can imagine, we felt so defeated and confused. I think mm-hmm. that's like the best way to describe it. And we were sitting there asking ourselves, like, what went wrong? Like, what did we do wrong? What did we miss? Mm-hmm. Like, we had hundreds of emails a day from these women saying that they wanted to learn these things from us, and we created this amazing product, and now we had an opportunity for them to enroll and learn this knowledge. Mm-hmm. And that didn't happen. Yeah. So confused is an understatement. Can't think of a word stronger than confused, but that's what it was. And mm-hmm. we felt that way for months. And like, that feeling was so strong that we actually ended up putting our dreams and our vision for Bucketless Bombshells on hold for an entire year. Mm-hmm, it's crazy to think about.
I know. Even talking about it now, can you imagine if we had never come back to that dream, come back to Bucketless Bombshells? You and I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation. You out there wouldn't be listening in. I haven't thought about this story in a long time. And talking about it today, you know, it almost like brings that feeling back, that feeling of like defeated and confused. I'm still here like, why? Like, and, you know, we'll get into a bit more. But like, I think that it's very surprising for someone to hear that we took a year off from that business. You know, we've said before, we had our other businesses, and I think that I ended up really throwing myself into that one because, to me, getting clients, finding, landing clients in this business, I could do, you know, I felt like a success. I didn't feel like that was a failure. I felt like, okay, this is my area. Maybe that other area isn't for me. And at the time, if I could go back, I would tell like Lil Shay, like, no, it's okay. Keep going, keep pursuing. And we're like, touch on that coming up. But yeah, just even like having this conversation, putting ourselves back in there and thinking like, wow, we took a whole year off because we let failure dictate how we felt about this passion and this need that was still there.
Exactly. And so you're probably wondering, well, what did you end up doing about that? Obviously, you know the end of the story, which is that mm-hmm. we continued and have since become a major success with Bucketless Bombshells and having and owning a multi-million dollar business. But what did we do after those mm-hmm. months or that year that we took off? And I think we needed that time and space in hindsight to really learn a lot of these lessons that mm-hmm. we are going to share today. And hopefully it does not take you a year to learn these lessons so that you can continue moving forward just more quickly and with more wisdom. What we did after that year of time and space and coming back to, again, like, yes, this is our purpose,
yes.
our purpose work. Let's dive back into it. And we really started digging in mm-hmm. and learning everything that we could about everything online business related mm-hmm. from pricing and different ways to price mm-hmm. online courses or just, you know, business in general, mm-hmm. marketing, different marketing tactics, PR, and what did that mean, you know, in general, but what did that mm-hmm. mean for us and our business? Email list building, which we were very new to, hosting webinars, which we had never done before.
Yeah.
And we were like these little sponges just soaking up as much knowledge so that we could make our next online course launch better, but also allow us to continue moving forward in this business mm-hmm. that we knew that we wanted to be doing. We mm-hmm. knew this was work that we were, you know, had a purpose for.
Yeah.
And so I think it's time to get into some of these big pieces of advice for you if you're in the midst of overcoming a setback in your own business. And the first thing, which, you know, we kind of just got into a little bit, is that you need to see every failure as a learning opportunity. Mm-hmm. After almost a decade in business, we can tell you very honestly that you will have setbacks. You will have mm-hmm. obstacles along the way. But the key is to actually use these as a learning opportunity to propel you forward. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, you are still on the path to success. Mm-hmm. That is a part of almost every business owner's journey.
Yeah, I really think seeing every failure as a learning opportunity. And I feel like that's kind of like typical thing to say, but it's less about it being like thinking about it as a learning opportunity and really asking yourself some questions, not trying to figure out what went wrong. I think we're asking the wrong question. I think we were really confused and we were trying to figure out what was it. And I really think that not dwelling on necessarily what went wrong and reframing that question to like, what can I learn from this? And almost allowing yourself to be reignited again, like you heard us talk about the passion that we had building the courses because we were having these conversations with women and they were asking us these questions, but you know, we never really asked them back questions either. So I think, you know, there was an opportunity in itself to sit down with these potential audience members. What is it that they wanted? Like, what is it that they're seeking? You know, is it just a couple pieces of advice and they're on their way, which I doubt that was the case, but like, it's really asking yourself different questions to increase your knowledge, increase your learning. And again, we are taking courses and different programs and like there's YouTube and nowadays there's so much information and mentorship out there for business in general that I think asking yourself what you can learn actually opens the door to just so much curiosity and just so much more like opportunity for you to take something positive and take something purposeful away from something that you are probably currently seeing as a failure.
I love that. Well, that very nicely leads into our second piece of advice, which is allowing yourself to reframe society's definition of failure for yourself. And we recently heard this story about the CEO and founder of Spanx. Her name is Sarah Blakely, if you're not familiar with her, and she was named Time's 100 most influential people in the world. So I think she's got some advice too.
She's a pretty big deal.
She's a big deal. And in this interview that we were watching, she was sharing how she attributes her success to her failures. Mm-hmm. And in this interview, she was saying that ever since she was a little girl, her dad would actually encourage her to fail, which I know sounds crazy because we were looking at each other like, wait, what? And he would ask her at the dinner table what she had failed at that week because he viewed not failing as not trying. And so I think if you are to just take a second to reflect and think about how many times you let the fear of failure hold you back from taking action. It literally paralyzes us from pursuing our goals, our passions, our big dreams for our business or for our life in general, all because we've held on to this idea that failure is shameful. And I think that is what society tells us ever since we're little. If you make a mistake, if you get a bad grade, if you try out for a team and you're not good enough, if you know, step out in something that's scary and maybe there were other kids that teased you about something, all of that leads to a story that you've now crafted to yourself. But this is a very common story, I think, that we all share, that failing in anything is shameful. And so because we're human beings and we don't want to feel these icky feelings of shame, we instead allow ourselves to stay in our comfort zone, way more comfy, way easier, no shame involved, no risk. Let me just chill here. I'm not a failure. But then you're not moving. You're not growing. This episode is brought to you by the Bucket List Bombshells Academy. 8 years ago, I left my uninspiring 9-to-5 job and booked a one-way ticket to Mexico in pursuit of my own freedom-filled life. That led me to starting my own online graphic design studio where I had the freedom to work from anywhere, design my own schedule, and do work that I loved. All of a sudden, work became a source of excitement, and most importantly, I felt inspired to open up my laptop each day. The Bucket List Bombshells Academy is our comprehensive curriculum of online courses where we'll teach you the step-by-step of learning in-demand online skills and building your very own online business. Plus, you'll have support from us and our expert community igniters to guide you and answer your questions every step of the way. You don't have to have a business idea or even any idea of what you want to do next in your career. If you know you're ready to make a change and pursue your own freedom-filled life, we're here to help you take that next step. Join us in the Bucket List Bombshells Academy or learn more by visiting bucketlistbombshells.com/academy. And so I think something that we talked about after we had, you know, watched this interview with Sarah Blakely, we realize that there's actually so much courage in failure. And I don't think that's a conversation that's talked about enough. Like, how much when we hear a story where someone failed, our immediate thought is, wow, how courageous were they? Like, how much courage it must have took them to step up on stage. I mean, I think the Olympics is an amazing example of this. I don't know if you watched any of the Olympics, Shay, but I did. This is a weird quirk about me. I love sports. I will watch anything that you consider sports, like put it on TV and I'm all about it. And I was watching the diving competition. So for anyone who was also watching the diving competition, you probably remember this. But there was a woman who, you know, got onto the board and literally just like did her jumps and just fell in the water. And she got a zero. Yes, Shay's face is, I wish you could see it. She is mind blown. Seriously, she got a zero score. And they were saying like there has never been a lower score in a diving, Olympic diving competition. Immediately my thought was like, oh my goodness, this woman, like I know what it's like to work so hard for your hopes, your dreams, especially on this, you know, global level. And she literally just jumped off and got the worst score. Like my heart sank for her. And I was reading, I had gotten probably targeted something on Facebook, and there were all of these comments that, you know, they, of course, the media loves to have these articles, like never before has there been a low score, blah, blah, blah. And I actually was pleasantly surprised by reading these comments on Facebook and so happy to see that those were the highest, most liked comments of this article, where people were saying, like, how much courage this woman had to step out there, pursue their dreams. Anyone who is giving her criticism is probably at home sitting on the couch and hasn't actually taken all of these steps to pursue their dreams, get on stage. That was actually only like one section of the diving competition. And I think she went on to, you know, again, pull herself back up and actually get a good score. Like, that does not define you. And I wish that these stories, or that the idea that society has about failure, was more about the courage that it takes to actually get up and do something that you're scared of, or do something that's hard, do something that you've never done before, because that is so much more difficult.
Yeah. Can you imagine if that headline was almost reflective of what was in the comments? If we were more conditioned as a society, even you said your heart fell, your heart sunk. Mm-hmm. Like, what if your heart swelled with joy at this failure, quote unquote, of just watching someone? Like, that's the thing almost like society does to us. I think that's why we're fearful, is because when we see someone else fail, we feel bad for them. We feel like, oh my gosh, like maybe pity or things which generate shame. We don't want to feel that way. So I feel like going outside your comfort zone can feel so prickly. Like, staying in your comfort zone means like you don't have to rub up against sandpaper sometimes. You know, a diamond in the rough, you got to have that friction. But the point I'm trying to make is that I think society, when you sit inside your comfort zone, it's comfortable. And when you feel that shame, you can't push yourself out. Like, think about how many times you hear people really spinning their wheels and saying, you know, they're talking about what they want to do. You can create that image of success in your head. You're not going to fail inside your head. I mean, I've done this before too in personal life, where, you know, I want to do something. I want to be an amazing artist. I want to, you know, become a better painter. And yet, so I don't go out there to learn, or not even learn, to just literally put pen to paper, because I'm stuck in this, you know, I want to paint or draw the most beautiful like sketch work of someone's face, and it be like the first time I put pen to paper. I'm like, we have this disconnect because we only ever see the end product. All I ever see posted on Instagram are these beautiful photos of like, oh my gosh, I just drew this, or you know, I'm seeing all this thing. So you sit and you talk in circles, because in your head and in your visions, you are successful. And that can be, you know, almost paralyzing, in that it's like very comfortable to imagine that's happened, because it hasn't been like the reality. And I think pushing yourself to even start is so hard when you have this idea of what society is saying is good, and that along the way, no one shows the journey. We don't see all of the hours that she spent putting into diving before walking out and having this moment. And like, I just think that's something that needs to be reframed within society, within yourself. I'm not saying you gotta go out there and redefine society. I want you to redefine what it is for you, and don't let other people tell you what that is, or don't even let yourself tell you what that is based on your past. Like, today you're going to let that go, and you're going to create a new definition of what that looks like for yourself.
I love that. I think, because, you know, you're talking about these feelings of shame, and I think you even brought it up too, like, we can't see the growth that's happening within us and within our business maybe when we go through failure. And I mean, we all know growth is where the magic happens.
It's not called growing pains for nothing.
Exactly. And so we like to just focus so much on this, on what went wrong, what this failure is. And I think that the growth side, whether that happens immediately or takes some time to happen a little bit afterwards. I mean, I obviously don't know this woman's story, the one in the Olympics, but I can only imagine that's been like a really big growth opportunity for her. And I think when you're just, you're stuck in this feeling of shame, there's no way that you are open or seeing any areas of growth. And I think it's important to remember that even if this is you right now and you are currently you know, just experienced a big failure or you're in a roadblock or an obstacle, that growth is still happening. It is happening even if you can't see it, even if you can't explain it yet or define it, or like you mentioned, even if it doesn't have its pretty bow and lesson yet to tie on it and to craft into an Instagram post that's like, I overcame this and this is what I learned. And so I think if you can be more open to knowing and anticipating that, that's going to allow you to get into that next phase or season where you're able to actually, you know, move on, so to speak, or take the lessons from this failure and move forward. So number three, if you're taking notes or writing things down, is to approach your failure from a place of gratitude. And I think this is probably our favorite piece of advice. And I know gratitude is like just such a beautiful word, but also something that's talked about quite a lot in the business world or in the mindset world. And so I know that this might sound really ridiculous at first anyways. Maybe you're like over there rolling your eyes and you're like, how am I supposed to approach my failure with gratitude? Like that just seems freaking ridiculous and woo-woo and just what are you asking me to do, right? But please stick with us here because I really feel like this is what's going to allow you to move forward from your failure and pick yourself back up again, get back in your business, roll up your sleeves so that you can continue doing your purpose work. So when you actually stop focusing on everything that is going wrong, so again, similar to Shay and I's story, like what's going wrong? What went wrong? What did I do wrong? How could I have missed this? What did I not see? All of those things, when you can actually stop focusing on that and start focusing from a place of gratitude, it's going to free up your mind, your mindset, to actually write a new story. And this is a really common thing in mindset work. And I know that you know a lot about this too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm such a big fan of mindset work, affirmations. Gratitude practices is a really big piece of that aspect of reframing your perspective, changing the way that you view things, changing even the pathways in your brain. You know, there's science and studies behind the affirmation side of things. When you write down gratitude lists, start with your physical surroundings. That's usually the easiest. Then, you know, friends, family, business, and life and different things that you're grateful for. And as you're writing those down, you are actually rewiring your brain to view the world through a positive lens. And the more that you can do that, the more that things that are quote unquote negative or failures, you will actually start to see them as positive things. Maybe this is how Sarah Blakely's brain works. Like
she was a child saying affirmations. I've seen this more frequently now that you know, people are teaching their young kids from an early age affirmations. I think it's amazing.
I think it's so great.
Because in this space, again, just bringing it back to you, if you're listening and you're in this place of failure or your business is failing or you just experienced a setback, like Shay and I mentioned, you know, we know what these immediate feelings are, and you begin to tell this negative story in your mind. You know, you think like, wow, I'm a failure. Like I'm not that good at business. You know, maybe people have told you before that this would never work out. And now you start to think like, maybe this isn't going to work out. You know, maybe I'm not cut out to do this. Or, you know, maybe it's a financial issue. You think like, oh my gosh, I've never been good with money. I always XYZ. I think that's a common one where people have told you a negative story that you've played over and over for yourself. You know, I always screw up when this happens, or I can never seem to make the right decision when it comes to clients. We see this sometimes with our students, and they're like, I always seem to attract the bad ones. These are some major negative stories that the more that you continue to say this to yourself in your head mm-hmm. over and over, and it's much easier when you're in a feeling of failure. It's mm-hmm. even easier for those to feel like more real, mm-hmm. like really soak in. I think you mm-hmm. just start digging yourself deeper and deeper mm-hmm. and obviously further and further away from moving forward or getting back into what, you know, your purpose work is. And so that becomes something I think that transcends into all aspects of your business.
Yeah, I think it kind of comes back to what I was talking about before with the brain pathways. When I was talking about gratitude, everyone talks about affirmations in this positive way. They are positive when you're saying positive things. Mm. But the same thing works when you are saying negative things to yourself. And I think our generation is actually the one that's really come around to this. And I think it's why we talk about mental health more often. We are more open about our failures, and we are more open about the things that we commonly say to ourselves. I mean, yeah. sometimes even friends point out. They're like, oh, you've been saying this a lot. And it's, I think it's just really helpful, because if you are continuing to say those negative things to yourself, you are going to, just like the gratitude lens, you are then going to have the reverse lens effect. You're going to look in the mirror and you're going to see those negative things. You are going to have other people in your surroundings reflect back those negative things, because you're going to see the things maybe that they're saying or doing or acting. You're going to see them through this really dark lens, even though that's probably not their intention, or they're probably not even realizing what they're saying. And you're going to take it as a personal attack, and you're also going to take it as a sign or as a reason to, again, further this conversation that you're a failure or that you're not good. Works in both directions with this, which I just think is so fascinating, because I've experienced it in my own life. I've actually used certain affirmations, you know, simple ones like I'm smart, I'm happy, I'm joyful, things like that. You know, you get start with the basics. And I've actually had people in my life on those days that I was actively telling myself those things reflect that back to me by saying, oh my gosh, you seem really lighthearted today. You seem so joyful. Mm-hmm. You seem so carefree. And it like blew my mind, because a lot of the times they were using the exact same words that I was using for affirmations. Mm-hmm. And I do encourage you to, you know, get deeper with them and use longer sentences, and you don't have to have them be so surface level. Like, really think about what are the negative things that you're saying to yourself in these moments of hardship or obstacles or exhaustion or burnout. What are the things that you're telling yourself? Can you catch those thoughts? And can you just literally say the opposite to yourself? Repetition is key with these things. You will start to generate new pathways, and you will start to change your lens and how you view the world and how you're interacting with it and how others are interacting with you.
So. I love that. It's so fascinating. Our brains are like just the most powerful things ever. And I think it's so important that if you're listening and you've never tried affirmations, I think it's a perfect time to give it a try, especially if you are in the midst of a failure or a setback, because it is going to reframe your mind, give you just a completely different perspective. And you can start telling yourself things like, I am learning through this experience. I am growing through this experience. I am becoming a better woman because of what I'm experiencing. You know, that's a piece of gratitude, because I mean, I think a lot of us would be super happy to be like, yes, I'm grateful. I am grateful that I'm learning. You know, I'm grateful that this opportunity has landed in my lap to grow in this area. And so another actionable exercise outside of affirmations too, if you're someone maybe who likes journaling, we are both avid journalers, and you can do this. I think this is just such a powerful exercise, is taking out a piece of paper. And I mean, you can do this now or you can do this after the episode, but take out a piece of paper and write down your answers to these three questions. So the first question is, how is this making you a better businesswoman? Right now, in this obstacle or failure or setback that you're currently experiencing, how is this experience making you a better businesswoman? And maybe if it's not something in business, maybe this is in your personal life, then just a better woman. How is this experience equipping you with wisdom for the future? What are you learning that you wouldn't have made the time for previously? And I think if you really take some intentional time, like sit with these, write down your true thoughts and feelings, I think that this is really going to allow you to be grateful approaching your failure from a place of gratitude, which you probably thought was ridiculous at first. And we've both very intentionally done this exercise. And I think you're going to look at your piece of paper after journaling and being mind blown at how you now have a completely different perspective on what you were originally considering and thinking of as a failure. I think that's mind blowing. So definitely write down these questions, whether you're doing it now or again after this episode, maybe tomorrow morning in your little journaling session. But I really hope by now, just covering our sharing and showing behind the scenes of our own, one of them anyways, business failures, that you're starting to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel you're in, whatever tunnel that is. And just recognizing that every journey of success was met with failure somewhere along the way. I mean, Sarah Blakely is another incredible example. If you haven't listened to her interview, definitely go have a listen after this episode. We're so quick to think that the journey ends when we've failed. Like, this is it. This is over. But instead, it's actually the start of a totally new chapter. Thank you so much for tuning into the Freedom Filled Life podcast. Don't forget, now is your chance to enter to win our ultimate Bucket List Bombshells business bundle giveaway. Over $3,300 and chock full of our favorite tools, courses, and products to take you to the next level, no matter where you're at on your business journey. Are you ready to enter to win? Go right now to Apple Podcasts on your phone or computer. Search for the Freedom Filled Life podcast and scroll down to rate and write us a review. Literally 1 minute of your time right now will enter you to win over $3,000 in prizes. Just make sure that the username or nickname that you use to leave a review isn't anonymous so that we can easily identify you as the winner on November 5th. Plus, your review will help us spread the word about the Freedom Filled Life podcast to other women around the world. Shay and I will be reading every review, and we can't thank you enough for all your support on this new business baby. They say it takes a village, so thank you for being a part of ours. We really couldn't do it without you. The Freedom Filled Life podcast is brought to you by The Bucket List Bombshells. It's hosted by me, Cassie Torresillas, and my co-host, Shay Brown. If you love today's episode, we'd be so grateful if you left us a review. Reviews help us spread the word about the Freedom Filled Life podcast, and they're a key part of sharing the show with other women who believe they're made for more. Until next week, keep on pursuing your own Freedom Filled Life.